How do you spell badass liberal talk? BCR. Bart Cop Radio.
I'm not Barbara Bush, gun mole of the Iran-Contra gang. If your family is like hers, you know the scourge of genital herpes. Unlike her family, yours probably didn't have a husband or father nicknamed Rubbers. George Herbert Walker, Rubbers Bush, got his nickname in the United States House of Representatives for his support of birth control. Their children went to expensive private schools, and still, some of them ended up as dumb schmucks. Don't be a dumb schmuck, especially if you get involved with any of the American media whores. Please use a latex condom every time. Thank you.
Yeah, Bart, it's Eddie again, one of your Oklahoma pillars. Listen to a couple more shows today. They certainly are each one its own individual show. I got to thinking I hadn't heard one in a while where you went back through your charge statements or whatever and making your comments about purchases you've made or whatever. Just a reminder that was something that I kind of liked before and thought maybe it'd been time for another one. Anyway, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Eddie, you're very correct. It is way past time for me to do some of that, but I just haven't had the time. Oh, and every day I delay it, it's going to get worse. Here we are, the end of May almost, and I haven't done any accounting for the year. I guess all I can do is take days off and go through that and do it, because when it comes April 15th next year, I'm going to have a whole year to do, and I can't. That'll be weeks off. So I guess I better take the days off now. God, I hate to do it, but yeah, you can't fuck with the IRS.
Hey, Bart, Gordon Guano here. Finally broke down and re-upped my subscription. But now I'm not getting access to the BC radio. Here I am with a day off and nothing to do. I can't listen to my Bart Cop radio. I'm sure getting a new password out to me is in the works, but I just wanted to kind of nudge you along there. Pass that along to Sam, or just let me know who I should be pestering, if not you. Thanks.
You know, that's really got to suck, because I know not everybody will click on the PayPal button and send a donation or subscribe, and then you finally do, and it would be nice if we were sophisticated enough to have some automated system that when you hit the send button, somehow the switch turns on, but now all we have is one dumbass. By now, Gordon, hopefully you've been turned on. Well, a week now that you've heard this, and yeah, I'm sorry about that. I try to check that every day. If anybody has paid for a subscription, we want you to get into the radio. Send an email to bartcop-urgent@bartcop.com, and I'll check that. And please, if you see a fun news story, if you got a cartoon, so please don't send it to that address, because that's really just for the urgent stuff, the stuff that I have to see, because when someone pays their money, it's so frustrating to pay your money and still be shut out. So that's the address, just to get the members caught up and satisfied. As you know, I was given a trip to Hawaii by somebody, and I wish I could tell you who he is, but he asked not to be, and I'm sure he's going to fuck that up. But we are going to take the little laptop to Hawaii, mostly to keep the membership thing going. I'm going to be checking that every day, but we aren't going to do a regular page, and I hope you understand that this is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing that we could never afford, and I'd be a little crazy to go all the way to Hawaii and then stay in the room 10, 12 hours a day putting the issue together. I am thinking about doing some blog work, and hell, I can't even tell you the name of the thing. I'll have to look it up and put it on the page, but I do expect to do some blogging. I can just kind of say this and that and be done with that. I won't have to put hours and hours into an issue. So from the period May 19th to May 29th, check the Bart blog. I'll have that address on the page.
Bart, your old friend L.A. Rick. I just read your Mexican jail story for the first time. I think you've become a little bit better of a writer since then, but the story was pretty funny. Dude, you did get screwed, man. It cost you $200 instead of paying $10 for what you would have been doing. And that's probably the reason they grabbed you. They were like, oh, our women aren't good enough for you, huh? All right, well, let's see how you like the jails.
If you would care to read the story about the fun I had as a guest of the Mexican government in jail, go to barcop.com/mexjail.htm. That's MEXJAIL.htm once you get to barcop.com.
Anyway, no good deed goes unpunished, right? The site's looking good. Thanks a lot for everything you've done for me. And I don't know about Hawaii yet, man. I'm going to have to make a call. Deb, if you hear this, expect a call from me soon. Talk to you soon, dude. See you at the Poker Fest, hopefully. Later.
At the last Poker Fest in Chicago, Rick went away with, seems like, either $800 or $1,100, something like that. Damn, dude, I think maybe you might be too busy to go to the Poker Fest in Hawaii.
Hey, Bart, Lynn here. Well, thanks, the Invisible Cloud Being, for Bart Cop Radio, because I'm, frankly, running out of energy for outrage. I watched Bush last night, and he actually said with a straight face, quote, "What I've laid out for the Congress to consider is a comprehensive energy strategy that recognizes we need to be better conservers of energy." With a straight face, he said that. And just before my brain clogged, I had a flashback to that Jobs and Growth Act of 2003. Remember that? Where the effect of the changes to the tax code meant that any business owner who purchased a $110,000 Hummer could deduct a total of $106,000 in the first year. And I'm pretty sure that same year, people who bought hybrids could deduct $4,000. You know, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Bart, rant on.
I'll tell you what gets me is for years and years we had to live with all that, where is the outrage? The president had sex and there are still people who support him. Who can believe how outrageous this is? The president had a girlfriend and there are still people with the president. How unbelievable is that? And we've been through years and years of that. Now we've got a president who will look right into the camera and lie his ass off, and these people stay with him. The religious people stay with him. The military stay with him. And they know he lied. If there was a Republican on the entire internet who would agree to debate, I would say, why did we go to Iraq? And if the poor son of a bitch is stuck, what's he going to say? We went there to stop Saddam from launching? No, he can't say that because that makes Bush a liar and an idiot. Is he going to say we went there to free Fallujah? Well, he knows that's not true. The only way they can justify anything Bush has done is to sit there and lie. Now, let's talk about, well, the military, let's not go there today. But the religious people, they know he lied. They know he lied like a son of a bitch, and he's got 1,600 dead soldiers. And they don't care. That's okay with them. Bush is a religious man. He looked us right in the eye and lied and got 1,600 men killed and another 100,000 Iraqis. Well, who cares? They're brown. And they've got 10 or 20,000 soldiers with who've lost an arm or a leg or an eye or their memories, and that's okay with them. They just don't care. As long as he doesn't have sex, they don't care how many thousands of soldiers he kills. They don't care how many countries he invades to steal their oil. The son of a bitch, I'm not ever going to quit saying this, he's making $100 million a day stealing that oil, and they don't care. Because he didn't have sex. Why in this world is sex worse than thousands of dead men? There is no one on the internet who will debate that point. The only people who will debate that point are people who are reading from a script and they get on TV, and a liberal on TV will not bring up the point. He just won't say it. And that drives me nuts. I guess it drives you nuts too, that we're on this endless merry-go-round of idiocy, and nobody will say, fuck it, you're lying, you know it, explain yourself and do it right now. But nobody will say that. They're all going to hem and haw and look around the room and stare at their feet and pretend that there's not a 7,000-ton elephant in the room. Jesus, that's so maddening. And you're right about Bush with this stuff. We got to conserve more. You're exactly right. He gave $100,000 tax breaks to these crazy people. We were drowning in oil when Bush took office, is why he did that. And the same son of a bitch looks you right in the eye now and says America needs to conserve more. We were drowning in cheap gasoline when he took office. Now we've got an invasion, pretty much a world war on our hands. The whole world hates us. 1,600 dead men because we invaded an oil-rich country, and the price of gas has gone up, and Bush is stealing $100 million a day, and nobody cares. Jesus. And you wonder why I drink.
Hi. I'm not Armstrong Williams, Maggie Gallagher, James Guckert, Jeff Gannon, or Bob Schieffer. In his ongoing effort to restore honor and dignity to the White House, George W. Bush needs more whores than pimps. Opportunities are currently available, from working boy or girl, on up to tax break loving Mac Daddy Pimp. Whether your background is small town, urban, suburban, or rural, whether your ethnic group is Aryan or other, whether you are a fresh-faced newcomer or a dried-up old tart, whether you are as straight as a North Texas highway or as gay as a hot militant stud at a gay pride march, George W. Bush wants to put you to work. Experience is preferred, but not required. Republicans and other minorities are encouraged to apply. Call the White House and ask for Carl. Thank you.
Hey, Bart, this is Rue down in Texas. Said to call your line, give you a rant, a rave, or what have you. Ain't got too much in disagreement with you except for, do you remember the MTD issue? Well, I think you're a little misinformed about that.
Actually, I do not remember what the MTV issue is. Maybe you could call back and straighten me out, dude.
Guess I need to send you a donation. I've almost got my daughter graduated out of college, so there'll be a little extra money laying around. But still believe in what you're doing with the webpage and radio. Also, I'm going to be up in your area about mid-June. Bixby corn ready by then? If so, how do you get the Bixby from Tulsa?
Dude, it sounds like you're just going to miss the corn. I called them. They said the first batch is going to come in June 20th. And the first batch is usually a little on the wimpy side. The ears are kind of small. And it's good. It's just not that good. The first batch isn't that good because that brutal heat hadn't come yet. In the old days, we used to get this brutal heat, 105 degrees for a couple of weeks, and all that corn comes in the best in the world. But last couple of summers, it gets like 85 here and it stops. I don't know why. Probably something Bush is doing with the environment. As far as how to get there, the biggest north-south street in Tulsa is Memorial. If you just go south of Memorial, it'll turn into Bixby. Then when you get to 151st Street, you make a right. It's about a half mile on the left. They have a .com, conradfarmsmarket.com. And like I said on the page the other day, from June 20th to about August 1st, it's one of the best places on earth.
If I'm up that way, wouldn't mind buying you a shot of fine tequila, Chinato or Herradura, either one. This is Drew. Take it easy, Clark. Bye now.
Boy, I like the way you say Herradura. I wish I could say it that way. As a general rule, I don't meet people who are passing through town because pretty much everybody passes through Tulsa at some time or another, and I would just hate to get a thing going where, well, he agreed to meet my buddy, but he wouldn't agree to meet me, and then I think would turn into a thing that would get out of control. So I appreciate the offer, but I think I better not.
Hey, Mr. Bird, it's Ron in Florida, and I am a Vietnam vet, and I went through SeaTac, and we did get spit on. There was a cop standing right there. He didn't do nothing. What should we have done? Me and my two buddies pounded this guy? No. All I'd been dreaming about for 13 months was my mom, my home, my girlfriend, my family, my friends. You think I'd let some moron spitting on me stop me from getting home 1 second later? We didn't have civilian clothes. Our clothes rotted off us in that goddamn jungle over there. We had nothing but new uniforms we got back. The ones you saw in civvies were just getting out of Walter Reed Hospital because they were critically wounded. That's why. I didn't travel in civvies until after I was home. We didn't pound shit out of them because we didn't want to delay our from going home after being in combat for a year. You think we want to come home and start a fight? Gosh damn, we really were spit on. And if that doubter Chihuahua or any people doubt it, you can call me back. Just go to the VA hospital and ask them. Thanks.
Well, Ron, I can tell you're still impassioned about that whole deal, and I'm with you on that. But remember, I didn't say that the soldiers weren't spit on. There are people who say that. But as I said on the page, one man can't sit behind a computer and speak for all men and what happened to them. You just can't do that. So I'm sorry you had to go through that. And I think you did the right thing, like you said. You know, you can punch a guy out and then go talk to a cop or go sit in jail for the night or whatever. And why would you want to do that? That was smart thinking on your part. Glad you made it back safe. And shout out to Naco to you, buddy. Boy, I wish I had me a screaming monkey sound effect because I'm going to read you some monkey radio, I guess you'd call this. It's not monkey mail. This is a letter to the semi-respected USA Today. It's called the Abu Ghraib Obsession. This guy doesn't like to see news reported about our boys torturing innocent people overseas. USA Today must feel its readers cannot get enough of Abu Ghraib. I see articles almost daily on this subject. We know that's a little bit like the people that say, Bart, we're always seeing stuff on your page about the priests that are raping little kids. There was another one in the paper today. And once again, I don't report all of them. But every time we talk about them priests raping some little kids, it's always because it was in the paper again. They either got caught again, or he confessed, or went to trial, or was found guilty, or was sentenced. Some reason for me to bring it up. I just don't bring it up because there's too much shit to bring up. I don't bring it up unless it's in the news, and I don't bring up all those. But he's upset with them for bringing this up. Well, I'm sorry the trials were this month. Sorry. It says, it's time to get over it. Abu Ghraib was an error in judgment made by a couple of people in the military. And that's all. Now, here's this guy. This is Bill Walters of Greenville, Indiana. He's giving you the Nancy Grace guarantee. It was only done by a couple of people, and that's all. What's wrong with you liberals? You can't understand the facts. If the media paid as much attention to the good things happening in Iraq, more support for the effort would be achieved, and who knows, maybe would help end the war quicker. Yeah, because it's well known, if all they did was print stories about a new school was being built, then everybody would be for the war and they could all come home. No one was killed. He says, you know, there are 22 unexplained deaths in custody. I don't know how many explained deaths in custody there are, but I just read that there's 22 where they arrested the guy and then later they brought his body out of the prison and they're saying, well, he committed suicide by running his head into the concrete floor 60 times, you know. There's 22 of just those. But this guy insists no one was killed, beheaded, or physically tortured at Abu Ghraib. Physically tortured? Oh, my Christ, this guy has not read Barkup.com. You know, the one that gets me the most, not Sparky, not the guy standing there with the robe and the electrical wires hooked up to his hand, and not the one where it looks like the guy's dead and his arms are hanging over the front of this railing. It looks like he's at the top of some steps. And it's not the one where the guy's got the pink panties stretched over his face and his arms are bent backwards and his, you know, it's not that one. The one that gets me is the one where this guy, he's got a hood over his face and he's standing on a box and his hands are cuffed behind one knee. Oh, now see, that would do it for me. I would just say, fuck it, shoot me. I am not going to... You ever see on the Survivors... They always do this. As a matter of fact, it's going to be on Sunday. Hope this is up before Sunday night. But always on the last episode of Survivor, one of the final tests is stand there in the sun. And whoever wants it the most probably is going to win $1 million. I hate it when the phone rings because it takes away from my valuable work. On the last Survivor, every time, they put the last three guys and they have them stand there. I think they generally use... like a little pier sticking out of the water. It's maybe 10 inches, maybe a foot round. It's wood. And you stand there in the heat. And that's your final test. You stand there. And you just stand there. And the hours go by. I mean, they're not going to give you the whole thing on TV because no one's going to watch hours and hours of people standing there. But they always do that to close out the final deal. That's how they pick whatever. Of the final three, one of them wins that, and then from there they go to the jury, whatever. But they do that because it's damn hard to do. If you want it bad enough, if you just want it more than anything, you can win that competition. I remember the first one, Richard Hatch, the fat guy, the fat gay guy that eventually won the first one. As soon as he realized what was up, he said, screw it, and he jumped down. He thought, I'll be damned if I'm going to stand there all day in the sun and just bake. No, I'll jump off and take my chances, and he ended up winning. It was a smart move. But the worst torture, in my opinion, for me anyway, of the Abu Ghraib was the guy, the hooded, standing on a box with his hands cuffed behind one knee, and he just stands there. I mean, think what your back is going to feel like after 10 minutes. And I know what you're thinking, oh, I could do it all day. No, you couldn't do this all day. Bending over that far with your hands handcuffed. Remember, your knees are straight, your legs are straight, and your hands are handcuffed behind one knee. Oh, that is torture. And I'm sure he was told, if you fall off the box, we're going to shoot you in the head. So this guy, he wants to live as long as he can. He's hoping maybe some bombers, some beheaders will crash through and save him or whatever they hope for over there. But this guy, for him to say no one was physically tortured at Abu Ghraib. The other thing, have you seen the pictures of the blood? There's a guy laying there with a chunk out of his thigh. I guess a dog bit him. You know, even if the dog doesn't bite you, the terror of having the dog inches from your face, the dog wants to rip your face off with his teeth. That's what the only thing, that's what the dog is trained to do, to terrorize suspects. So here's this guy, hands cuffed behind his back. Hell, if this was TV, I'd put up the picture right now, but it's been on the page a few times. Having a dog in your face, and then eventually, oh, there's the other one where the guy stuck his genitals between his legs because the dog was in a biting mood, and they told him, hands behind your head, and he's thinking, no, I got shit to protect, and they say, no, hands behind your head or we shoot you. So he put things away as best he could and put his hands behind, and this guy's certain no one was physically hurt at Abu Ghraib. The only harm done was some discomfort to a sadistic enemy who probably tortured and beheaded people somewhere in his lifetime. I'm surprised Bush didn't make this son of a bitch attorney general. It's okay if we murder them. They need to quit lying about all that blood coming out of their bodies. They just need to quit lying about that. And even if they were subject to a little discomfort, well, they probably beheaded somebody sometime anyway. My God, can you believe that? That's every rogue cop in the world. See the nigger over there? Let's shoot the niggers. You know they raped a white girl sometime in their past, right? Let's just shoot them. Jesus Christ, this is what America thinks. This is what George Bush and Rush and Ann Coulter, you know, that's what they've done to America. These guys make Reagan look like a really nice and compassionate guy. And remember, when Bush the Smarter got in, first thing he said was, we're going to have a kinder and gentler America, because Bush the Smarter realized what a dispassionate, cold-hearted bastard Reagan was. What a cold-hearted son of a bitch he was. So the first thing Bush did when he took over, said, we're going to do things a little nicer than we have before. Sorry. And now those people, they all look like Mother Teresa. They all look like, you know, you liberal doves from Vermont compared to the sons of bitches we got in there now. And this is what America's come down to. No one was killed, beheaded, or physically tortured in Abu Ghraib. Those are blue state facts. That blood all over the floor, those prisoners with blood all over them, the 22 dead prisoners, those are blue state deaths. There are no red state deaths. There are only blue state deaths. And how can these liberals continue to attack godly W?
I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like. I got a boy's mind.
All right, my next guests have been compared to a young Dylan and a young Springsteen. He has two albums out now. It's Wide Awake, It's Morning, and Digital Ash in a digital urn. Tonight he's singing his critically acclaimed protest song. Please welcome Bright Eyes.
Thank you. when the president talks to God, are the conversations brief or long? Does he ask to rape our women's rights and send poor farm kids off to die? Does God suggest an oil hike when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, are the consonants all hard or soft? Is he resolute all down the line? Is every issue black or white? Does what God say ever change his mind when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, does he fake that drawl or merely nod? Agree which convicts should be killed, where prisons should be built and filled? Which voter fraud must be concealed when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, I wonder which one plays the better cop. We should find some jobs, the ghetto's broke. No, they're lazy, George, I say we don't. Just give them more liquor stores and dirty coke. That's what God recommends. When the president talks to God, do they drink near beer and go play golf? While they pick which countries to invade, which Muslim souls still can be saved? I guess God just calls a spade when the president talks to God. When the president talks to God, does he ever think that maybe he's not? That voice is just inside his head when he kneels next to the presidential bed? Does he ever smell his own when the president talks to God? I doubt it. I doubt it. Phil Mishmish. Phil Mishmish.
Bart Cop Radio.
Good job, buddy. Thanks.